CliffCentral.com.
Controversy just seems to jump. Everything's controversial these days.
Everything.
You say that you like the color orange. Someone says, orange? How dare you? Orange is disgusting. What are you, Hitler? Like, I like the color orange. I tweeted, and I haven't tweeted for such a long time. I thought, let me dip my toe in this pond.
Uh-oh.
Because I was watching ENCA last night. Remind me, I've got to play you a clip of Jeremy Maggs and Iman Rapetti trying to be funny with each other. Oh, my God, does it fail.
Oh, no.
I said, the way SARS talks, and this is on the news last night. I'll give you this story briefly. I mean, my buddy might want to cover this in the news properly later, but I'll tell you what I heard. So SARS go on with Ramapetti last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're busy telling her, there's this fuckhead from SARS. I hate them. I mean, I'm not going to mess around on the outskirts here. Who in the whole world likes SARS? Let's think about this. They put a gun to your head and they say you have to pay tax. And if you don't, they lock you in jail. You didn't sign up for this. Mm. You know, if you go to your work and they say to you, we're only going to pay you R5. And then they pay you R4, you can go, hold on. You said you're going to pay me R5. It's here in the contract, right?
Yeah.
These guys, you were just born here. And because you were born in this piece of geography, which a self-appointed government, because I don't recall any children voting. I don't recall any babies coming out of the womb and casting a ballot. Suddenly, as soon as you're able to earn a single cent for yourself, you have to give a certain percentage of that to them.
Mm.
And I didn't agree to that, particularly when you see how SARS hands over all your money to a government that then inappropriately and in a corrupt fashion spends it left, right, and center on themselves and not on the poor people who you agreed to help out.
You know.
Right? Anyway, so this guy goes on with Ramapetti last night. And he's sitting there with his badly fitting suit and his smirk on his face because he knows his business is to extract cash from you. And he says, you know all these South Africans who live overseas? Like Sia wanted to do. He wanted to go over and work overseas. And you can keep your money if you go overseas and work. And let's say you go to Dubai and you're a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Or let's say you go to Bali and you rake the beaches for people. Or you do some kind of – you teach English in South Korea. You know, you're out there because you want experience and you want to earn some tax-free cash so you can keep traveling. That's why you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever the reason is. This guy goes on. He's like, well, I think we've been extremely generous, he says, for so long. Now, we know where this is coming from. SARS have run out of money. We discussed this yesterday.
Mm.
So SARS are looking at new ways to milk all of us because we're the only way they can make. They can't make. These guys are not productive people. They're not offering you a service you need to pay for. So they have to just take it by force. It's violence. They take it violently because if you disagree, you go to jail. So they say, no, these people, they must pay tax on that money. They're not earning it here, so it doesn't come out of our economy. It isn't generated here. They're generating it elsewhere. But SARS is like, well, we want our piece of that pie.
And what's their justification for this?
They say everyone in the world does that, which is, I don't know if that's true or not. Even if it is, maybe it's one of the few advantages left to being South African, because there are few. Maybe this is one thing that makes it worthwhile for a young person in their 20s to be born in this fucking place, is that they can go and travel and they can earn some cash tax-free. Maybe that's the last vestige of why it's good to be a South African citizen. Hmm?
I think I might cry.
Yeah. So anyway, Ramapetti says to this guy, she asked him some good questions. She's like, well, isn't this going to put people off? He sits there, he folds his arms, he goes, well, you know, they've been earning it tax-free up to now. Like, he deserves to step in here and take some of what's not his. Governments are so full of it. They really are, all over the world, not just saying ours.
Yeah, every single one of them. Doesn't matter which country you go to.
How do you like the fact, Mabali Moloi, that you work for at least 4, maybe 6 months of the year for them?
You work hard for your money.
It's not my money, evidently.
No, she gets to take home. If she's lucky, she takes home half.
But we don't even get like a Christmas party at the end of the year. when you work for a company, they throw nothing. This token bash at the end of the year.
Do you know what they do? They take the money and then they keep it for themselves. Mm. They don't even build houses, lay on water, make sure we have cheaper electricity, build dams so we don't have droughts and water restrictions. All we hear about day in, day out is how they piss money away on SAA and on Eskom and on the SABC and on Jacob Zuma's children and his wives. Are you kidding me? And this SARS, they go on TV and they say, so here's what I say. I go, the way SARS talks about taxing people who work overseas or domicile their businesses there makes me think South African citizenship is a liability. Huh. Right?
Okay.
Fair enough point. Well, listen to these comments I get. You've got to hear this stuff. Leave. This is Olile. This is just leave. So Olile hates me more than he hates the fact that the government take his money.
Yes, yes.
This is the kind of idiot we're dealing with here. The Queen of Ayobanus says,
Yeah.
She says, get out, Cliff. America does exactly the same.
Cliff?
And she spelt it with X. A C and an X and a whole lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. That's why I'm... and then smart-ass Nathan, I don't sit and do tax law all day, dude. He says, it is. Are you only figuring this out now? Oh, I'm so sorry I'm not as smart as you. I just realized again, what a fucking cesspool this Twitter is. Muzi Mgege says, what the hell are you still doing here, Vele? This one, this is some of my favorites. Please leave all your wealth behind. Thanks. That's from I Am Lebohang. Like, I got tons and tons of wealth. Let me tell you, I would be wealthy if I were in any other country. Good riddance, says outside Dr. Mbeki. Good riddance. You were never deserving to be a South African. What a punk. Like, here I am telling you, all I'm saying is your government are stealing your money. Yours. I'm not talking about mine. I don't have a company that's registered offshore, and I don't have overseas assets, and I don't work overseas. So don't attack me. I'm talking about people like your children, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins who are working in places where they actually have job opportunities, because God alone knows this place doesn't provide any. And you're going to go at me like I'm the problem? You hate me so much that you can't focus on the problem? Well, you deserve to be raped by your government. You deserve to have a half or more of your money taken away by corrupt politicians, and you deserve to fail. I can't help you. I'm trying to stand up for ordinary people here, and you want to fight with me? I'm the biggest problem in your life? I don't even know you, douchebag. I'm never going to meet you because I don't hang around in the filthy gutter that you eke out a survival in.
It's just interesting because there are obviously different types of people on Facebook and Twitter, but between the two of them, none of them like you, hey, Gareth.
Well, the whites like, and the blacks.
You got a beating from Facebook and you got a beating from Twitter yesterday.
I can't wait. And Instagram. I'm going to cry. Yeah. What am I going to do?
I mean, none of them like
you. How is this?
Excuse me.
Unbelievable. CliffCentral.com